Comparing prophecy versus mystery. These verses demonstrate the contrast between the kingdom and the body. To gain a fuller understanding, you should go to the place in your Bible where the verses are located and read them in their context. While this list is by no means exhaustive, it will serve to clearly show that prophecy in the Bible is distinct from the mystery. Prophecy, that which was spoken by the mouth of all the holy prophets since the world began. It pertains to specific promises of God to and through the nation of Israel. All of those promises are in an earthly setting. They are both literal and visible. Mystery, the preaching of Jesus Christ according to the revelation of the mystery which was kept secret since the world began, until the Lord gave to the Apostle Paul an abundance of visions and revelations about the heavenly aspects of God's purpose and plan. Comparison number 1. Prophecy concerns a kingdom, a political organization. Daniel 2:44 And in the days of these kings shall the God of heaven set up a kingdom, which shall never be destroyed, and the kingdom shall not be left to other people, but it shall break in pieces and consume all these kingdoms, and it shall stand forever. Matthew 6:10 Thy kingdom come, thy will be done in earth, as it is in heaven. While the body is a living organism. 1 Corinthians 12:12 For as the body is one, and hath many members, and all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. 1 Corinthians 12:27 Now ye are the body of Christ, and members in particular. Ephesians 4:11 And he gave some, apostles, and some, prophets, and some, evangelists, and some, pastors and teachers. Ephesians 4:12 For the perfecting of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ. Ephesians 4:13 Till we all come in the unity of the faith, and of the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, unto the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Ephesians 4:14 That we henceforth be no more children, tossed to and fro, and carried about with every wind of doctrine, by the sleight of men, and cunning craftiness, whereby they lie in wait to deceive. Ephesians 4:15 But speaking the truth in love, may grow up into him in all things, which is the head, even Christ. Ephesians 4:16 From whom the whole body fitly joined together and compacted by that which every joint supplieth, according to the effectual working in the measure of every part, maketh increase of the body unto the edifying of itself in love. Comparison number 2. The kingdom will be established on earth. Jeremiah 23:5 Behold, the days come, saith the Lord, that I will raise unto David a righteous branch, and a king shall reign and prosper, and shall execute judgment and justice in the earth. Matthew 25:31 When the Son of Man shall come in his glory, and all the holy angels with him, then shall he sit upon the throne of his glory. Matthew 25:32 And before him shall be gathered all nations, and he shall separate them one from another, as a shepherd divideth his sheep from the goats. Matthew 25:33 And he shall set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Matthew 25:34 Then shall the king say unto them on his right hand, Come, ye blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. While the body is in heaven. Ephesians 1:3 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Ephesians 2:5 Even when we were dead in sins, hath quickened us together with Christ, by grace ye are saved. Ephesians 2:6 And hath raised us up together, and made us sit together in heavenly places in Christ Jesus. Colossians 3:1 If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians 3:2 Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Comparison number 3. Christ is the King in the kingdom. Jeremiah 33:15 In those days, and at that time, will I cause the branch of righteousness to grow up unto David, and he shall execute judgment and righteousness in the land. Jeremiah 33:16 In those days shall Judah be saved, and Jerusalem shall dwell safely, and this is the name wherewith she shall be called, the Lord our righteousness. Isaiah 9:6 For unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given, and the government shall be upon his shoulder, and his name shall be called Wonderful, Counselor, the Mighty God, the Everlasting Father, the Prince of Peace. Isaiah 9:7 Of the increase of his government and peace there shall be no end, upon the throne of David, and upon his kingdom, to order it, and to establish it with judgment and with justice from henceforth even forever. The zeal of the Lord of hosts will perform this. But he is the living head of the body. Ephesians 1:19 And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to usward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 1:20 Which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:21 Far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1:22 And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1:23 Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Comparison number 4. The kingdom was prophesied in the Old Testament. Luke 1:68 Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Luke 1:69 And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Luke 1:70 As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. Acts 3:20 And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Acts 3:21 Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. Acts 3:22 For Moses truly said unto the fathers, A prophet shall the Lord your God raise up unto you of your brethren, like unto me, him shall ye hear in all things whatsoever he shall say unto you. Acts 3:23 And it shall come to pass, that every soul, which will not hear that prophet, shall be destroyed from among the people. Acts 3:24 Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. But the body was kept secret. Ephesians 1:4 According as he hath chosen us in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before him in love. Ephesians 1:5 Having predestinated us unto the adoption of children by Jesus Christ to himself, according to the good pleasure of his will. Ephesians 1:6 To the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he hath made us accepted in the beloved. Ephesians 1:7 In whom we have redemption through his blood, the forgiveness of sins, according to the riches of his grace. Ephesians 1:8 Wherein he hath abounded toward us in all wisdom and prudence. Ephesians 1:9 Having made known unto us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure which he hath purposed in himself. Ephesians 1:10 That in the dispensation of the fullness of times he might gather together in one all things in Christ, both which are in heaven, and which are on earth, even in him. Ephesians 1:11 In whom also we have obtained an inheritance, being predestinated according to the purpose of him who worketh all things after the counsel of his own will. Comparison number 5. Israel is above all people in the kingdom. Isaiah 60:10 And the sons of strangers shall build up thy walls, and their kings shall minister unto thee, for in my wrath I smote thee, but in my favor have I had mercy on thee. Isaiah 60:11 Therefore thy gates shall be open continually, they shall not be shut day nor night, that men may bring unto thee the forces of the Gentiles, and that their kings may be brought. Isaiah 60:12 For the nation and kingdom that will not serve thee shall perish, yea, those nations shall be utterly wasted. Isaiah 61:6 But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord, men shall call you the ministers of our God, ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. But Jew and Gentile are equal in the body. Romans 10:12 For there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Romans 11:32 For God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Ephesians 2:16, and that he might reconcile both unto God in one body by the cross, having slain the enmity thereby. Ephesians 2:17, and came and preached peace to you which were afar off, and to them that were nigh. Comparison number 6. In the kingdom Gentiles are blessed through Israel. Genesis 22:17, that in blessing I will bless thee, and in multiplying I will multiply thy seed as the stars of the heaven, and as the sand which is upon the seashore, and thy seed shall possess the gate of his enemies. Genesis 22:18, and in thy seed shall all the nations of the earth be blessed, because thou hast obeyed my voice. Acts 13:44, and the next Sabbath day came almost the whole city together to hear the word of God. Acts 13:45, but when the Jews saw the multitudes, they were filled with envy, and spake against those things which were spoken by Paul, contradicting and blaspheming. Acts 13:46, then Paul and Barnabas waxed bold, and said, it was necessary that the word of God should first have been spoken to you, but seeing ye put it from you, and judge yourselves unworthy of everlasting life, lo, we turn to the Gentiles. But in the body without Israel. Romans 11:28, as concerning the gospel, they are enemies for your sakes, but as touching the election, they are beloved for the Father's sakes. Romans 11:29, for the gifts and calling of God are without repentance. Romans 11:30, for as yet in times past have not believed God, yet have now obtained mercy through their unbelief. Romans 11:31, even so have these also now not believed, that through your mercy they also may obtain mercy. Romans 11:32, for God hath concluded them all in unbelief, that he might have mercy upon all. Comparison number 7. In the kingdom Gentiles blessed through Israel's rise. Isaiah 60:1, arise, shine, for thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. Isaiah 60:2-4, behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people, but the Lord shall arise upon thee, and his glory shall be seen upon thee. Isaiah 60:3, and the Gentiles shall come to thy light, and kings to the brightness of thy rising. Zechariah 8:22, yea, many people and strong nations shall come to seek the Lord of hosts in Jerusalem, and to pray before the Lord. Zechariah 8:23, thus saith the Lord of hosts, in those days it shall come to pass, that 10 men shall take hold out of all languages of the nations, even shall take hold of the skirt of him that is a Jew, saying, we will go with you, for we have heard that God is with you. But in the body through their fall. Acts 28:27, for the heart of this people is waxed gross, and their ears are dull of hearing, and their eyes have they closed, lest they should see with their eyes, and hear with their ears, and understand with their heart, and should be converted, and I should heal them. Acts 28:28, be it known therefore unto you, that the salvation of God is sent unto the Gentiles, and that they will hear it. Acts 28:29, and when he had said these words, the Jews departed, and had great reasoning among themselves. Comparison number 8. Prophecy of the kingdom concerns nations. Isaiah 2:4, and he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Ezekiel 37:21, and say unto them, thus saith the Lord God, behold, I will take the children of Israel from among the heathen, whither they be gone, and will gather them on every side, and bring them into their own land. Ezekiel 37:22, and I will make them one nation in the land upon the mountains of Israel, and one king shall be king to them all, and they shall be no more two nations, neither shall they be divided into two kingdoms any more at all. But the mystery of the body individuals. Romans 10:12, for there is no difference between the Jew and the Greek, for the same Lord over all is rich unto all that call upon him. Romans 10:13, for whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. 2 Corinthians 5:14, for the love of Christ constraineth us, because we thus judge, that if one died for all, then were all dead. 2 Corinthians 5:15, and that he died for all, that they which live should not henceforth live unto themselves, but unto him which died for them, and rose again. 2 Corinthians 5:16 Wherefore henceforth know we no man after the flesh, yea, though we have known Christ after the flesh, yet now henceforth know we him no more. 2 Corinthians 5:17 Therefore if any man be in Christ, he is a new creature, old things are passed away, behold, all things are become new. Comparison number 9. Prophecy about blessings on earth. Isaiah 2:3 And many people shall go and say, Come ye, and let us go up to the mountain of the Lord, to the house of the God of Jacob, and he will teach us of his ways, and we will walk in his paths, for out of Zion shall go forth the law, and the word of the Lord from Jerusalem. Isaiah 2:4 And he shall judge among the nations, and shall rebuke many people, and they shall beat their swords into plowshares, and their spears into pruning hooks. Nation shall not lift up sword against nation, neither shall they learn war any more. Isaiah 61:6 But ye shall be named the priests of the Lord, men shall call you the ministers of our God, ye shall eat the riches of the Gentiles, and in their glory shall ye boast yourselves. But the mystery about blessings in heaven. Ephesians 1:3 Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who hath blessed us with all spiritual blessings in heavenly places in Christ. Colossians 3:1 If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Colossians 3:2 Set your affection on things above, not on things on the earth. Colossians 3:3 For ye are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. Comparison number 10. In prophecy salvation is by faith plus works. Hebrews 11:4 By faith Abel offered unto God a more excellent sacrifice than Cain, by which he obtained witness that he was righteous, God testifying of his gifts, and by it he being dead yet speaketh. Hebrews 11:7 By faith Noah, being warned of God of things not seen as yet, moved with fear, prepared an ark to the saving of his house, by the which he condemned the world, and became heir of the righteousness which is by faith. James 2:25 Likewise also was not Rahab the harlot justified by works, when she had received the messengers, and had sent them out another way? Acts 10:35 But in every nation he that feareth him, and worketh righteousness, is accepted with him. But in the mystery by faith alone. Titus 3:5 Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us, by the washing of regeneration, and renewing of the Holy Ghost. Romans 3:21 But now the righteousness of God without the law is manifested, being witnessed by the law and the prophets. Romans 3:22 Even the righteousness of God which is by faith of Jesus Christ unto all and upon all them that believe, for there is no difference. Romans 3:23 For all have sinned, and come short of the glory of God. Romans 3:24 Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. Romans 3:25 Whom God hath set forth to be a propitiation through faith in his blood, to declare his righteousness for the remission of sins that are past, through the forbearance of God. Romans 3:26 To declare, I say, at this time his righteousness, that he might be just, and the justifier of him which believeth in Jesus. Ephesians 2:8 For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves, it is the gift of God. Ephesians 2:9 Not of works, lest any man should boast. Comparison number 11. In prophecy Christ comes to the earth. Isaiah 59:20 And the Redeemer shall come to Zion, and unto them that turn from transgression in Jacob, saith the Lord. Acts 1:10 And while they looked steadfastly toward heaven as he went up, behold, two men stood by them in white apparel. Acts 1:11 Which also said, Ye men of Galilee, why stand ye gazing up into heaven? This same Jesus, which is taken up from you into heaven, shall so come in like manner as ye have seen him go into heaven. Acts 3:20 And he shall send Jesus Christ, which before was preached unto you. Acts 3:21 Whom the heaven must receive until the times of restitution of all things, which God hath spoken by the mouth of all his holy prophets since the world began. But the mystery explains his absence. Romans 16:25 Now to him that is of power to establish you according to my gospel, and the preaching of Jesus Christ, according to the revelation of the mystery, which was kept secret since the world began. Ephesians 1:20 Which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:21 Far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1:22 And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Colossians 3:1 If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. 2 Peter 3:9 The Lord is not slack concerning his promise, as some men count slackness, but is longsuffering to usward, not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to repentance. 2 Peter 3:15 And account that the longsuffering of our Lord is salvation, even as our beloved brother Paul also according to the wisdom given unto him hath written unto you. Comparison number 12. Prophecy was committed to the 12 apostles. Matthew 10:5 These 12 Jesus sent forth, and commanded them, saying, Go not into the way of the Gentiles, and into any city of the Samaritans enter ye not. Matthew 10:6 But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel. Acts 1:6 When they therefore were come together, they asked of him, saying, Lord, wilt thou at this time restore again the kingdom to Israel? Acts 3:24 Yea, and all the prophets from Samuel and those that follow after, as many as have spoken, have likewise foretold of these days. Acts 3:25 Yea are the children of the prophets, and of the covenant which God made with our fathers, saying unto Abraham, And in thy seed shall all the kindreds of the earth be blessed. But the mystery to Paul alone. Ephesians 3:1 For this cause I Paul, the prisoner of Jesus Christ for you Gentiles. Ephesians 3:2 If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward. Ephesians 3:3 How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Ephesians 3:8 Unto me, who am less than the least of all saints, is this grace given, that I should preach among the Gentiles the unsearchable riches of Christ. Ephesians 3:9 And to make all men see what is the fellowship of the mystery, which from the beginning of the world hath been hid in God, who created all things by Jesus Christ. Colossians 1:24 Who now rejoice in my sufferings for you, and fill up that which is behind of the afflictions of Christ in my flesh for his body's sake, which is the church. Colossians 1:25 Whereof I am made a minister, according to the dispensation of God which is given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God. Colossians 1:26 Even the mystery which hath been hid from ages and from generations, but now is made manifest to his saints. Colossians 1:27 To whom God would make known what is the riches of the glory of this mystery among the Gentiles, which is Christ in you, the hope of glory. Comparison number 13. Prophecy was revealed through many prophets. Luke 1:32 He shall be great, and shall be called the Son of the Highest, and the Lord God shall give unto him the throne of his father David. Luke 1:33 And he shall reign over the house of Jacob forever, and of his kingdom there shall be no end. Luke 1:67 And his father Zacharias was filled with the Holy Ghost, and prophesied, saying, Luke 1:68 Blessed be the Lord God of Israel, for he hath visited and redeemed his people. Luke 1:69 And hath raised up an horn of salvation for us in the house of his servant David. Luke 1:70 As he spake by the mouth of his holy prophets, which have been since the world began. 2 Peter 1:21 For the prophecy came not in old time by the will of man, but holy men of God spake as they were moved by the Holy Ghost. But the mystery was revealed to one man. Galatians 1:1 Paul, an apostle, not of men, neither by man, but by Jesus Christ, and God the Father, who raised him from the dead. Galatians 1:11 But I certify you, brethren, that the gospel which was preached of me is not after man. Galatians 1:12 For I neither received it of man, neither was I taught it, but by the revelation of Jesus Christ. Galatians 2:2 And I went up by revelation, and communicated unto them that gospel which I preach among the Gentiles, but privately to them which were of reputation, lest by any means I should run, or had run, in vain. Galatians 2:7 But contrariwise, when they saw that the gospel of the uncircumcision was committed unto me, as the gospel of the circumcision was unto Peter. Galatians 2:9 And when James, Cephas, and John, who seemed to be pillars, perceived the grace that was given unto me, they gave to me and Barnabas the right hands of fellowship, that we should go unto the heathen, and they unto the circumcision. Ephesians 3:2 If ye have heard of the dispensation of the grace of God which is given me to you ward. Ephesians 3:3 How that by revelation he made known unto me the mystery, as I wrote afore in few words. Comparison 14. Prophets didn't understand. Daniel 12:8 And I heard, but I understood not, then said I, O my Lord, what shall be the end of these things? Daniel 12:9 And he said, Go thy way, Daniel, for the words are closed up and sealed till the time of the end. Daniel 12:10 Many shall be purified, and made white, and tried, but the wicked shall do wickedly, and none of the wicked shall understand, but the wise shall understand. 1 Peter 1:10 Of which salvation the prophets have inquired and searched diligently, who prophesied of the grace that should come unto you. 1 Peter 1:11 Searching what, or what manner of time the Spirit of Christ which was in them did signify, when it testified beforehand the sufferings of Christ, and the glory that should follow. But Paul did and longed that others would also. Ephesians 1:15 Wherefore I also, after I heard of your faith in the Lord Jesus, and love unto all the saints. Ephesians 1:16 Cease not to give thanks for you, making mention of you in my prayers. Ephesians 1:17 That the God of our Lord Jesus Christ, the Father of glory, may give unto you the spirit of wisdom and revelation in the knowledge of him. Ephesians 1:18 The eyes of your understanding being enlightened, that ye may know what is the hope of his calling, and what the riches of the glory of his inheritance in the saints. Ephesians 1:19 And what is the exceeding greatness of his power to us ward who believe, according to the working of his mighty power. Ephesians 1:20 Which he wrought in Christ, when he raised him from the dead, and set him at his own right hand in the heavenly places. Ephesians 1:21 Far above all principality, and power, and might, and dominion, and every name that is named, not only in this world, but also in that which is to come. Ephesians 1:22 And hath put all things under his feet, and gave him to be the head over all things to the church. Ephesians 1:23 Which is his body, the fullness of him that filleth all in all. Colossians 1:9 For this cause we also, since the day we heard it, do not cease to pray for you, and to desire that ye might be filled with the knowledge of his will in all wisdom and spiritual understanding. Colossians 1:10 That ye might walk worthy of the Lord unto all pleasing, being fruitful in every good work, and increasing in the knowledge of God. Colossians 2:1 For I would that ye knew what great conflict I have for you, and for them at Laodicea, and for as many as have not seen my face in the flesh. Colossians 2:2 That their hearts might be comforted, being knit together in love, and unto all riches of the full assurance of understanding, to the acknowledgement of the mystery of God, and of the Father, and of Christ. Colossians 2:3 In whom are hid all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge. Conclusion. These 14 simple examples of comparing Scripture with Scripture clearly indicate that some of God's people will inherit an earthly kingdom, while others are members of the body of Christ, destined for heaven. Knowing the difference is all important to be established in your faith. You cannot follow instructions given to people of another time whose inheritance is in another place and be successful in your service for the Lord. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. All of the Bible is for us, but it is not all about us. The summary of all the above examples is this: Peter and Paul are two different apostles of the Lord. They have two different messages called the gospel. Their message is addressed to two different groups of people. Those two groups of people are in two different churches. The Jewish Kingdom Church was formed to call out the new nation of Israel out of apostate Israel. The establishment of the kingdom is yet future. It has not yet happened. The reason you do not see the Lord Jesus Christ ruling and reigning on the throne of David as the king in the kingdom is because God had a secret. The secret is about another group of people called the body of Christ. The body and the kingdom are two different things. God's prophetic program for a kingdom of heaven upon the earth gave way during the time of the book of Acts for the revelation of the mystery. The church which is Christ's body has a heavenly calling and a heavenly inheritance. You only learn that from Paul's epistles because he is the only one who received the revelations and the only one who writes about and unto the body of Christ. Failing to see these distinctions is a failure to obey the following instructions. Philippians 1:9 And this I pray, that your love may abound yet more and more in knowledge and in all judgment. Philippians 1:10 That ye may approve things that are excellent, that ye may be sincere and without offense till the day of Christ. 1 Corinthians 2:12 Now we have received, not the Spirit of the world, but the Spirit which is of God, that we might know the things that are freely given to us of God. 1 Corinthians 2:13 Which things also we speak, not in the words which man's wisdom teach hate, but which the Holy Ghost teach hate, comparing spiritual things with spiritual. 2 Timothy 2:15 Study to shew thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth.